This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Taz and Jim, GO Train service is being extended to London. It's going to serve Stratford, St. Mary's, Kitchener, Waterloo. A trip from London to Toronto will take 4 hours if you're riding the GO Train. Now, we're wondering if that's worth it, if you think that sounds like something that is going to work. And we're turning to the people of Hamilton to let the people in London know about the GO Train, because in London, this is a new concept. Hamilton, been around forever. Now, we got someone who is in London, but you've lived down the 403.
I just wanted to chime in on the GO Train. I used to live in Hamilton, and then I relocated here.
Yeah, and were you a GO Train guy every day?
Not every day, but for anything like concerts or anything, Blue Jays games. It was about an hour from Waterdown Road is the first GO station.
Uh-huh.
And in Burlington, because you got to take a bus from the other places in Hamilton to get to that train.
Right.
So if you just drove the Waterdown Road, it was about an hour right into downtown Toronto.
And how long would it take if you drove your car into downtown Toronto? I guess it depends on the traffic, right? It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, well, during the day, Monday to Friday, it's gridlocked. It's completely gridlocked through all that whole area from Hamilton to Toronto for rush hour all day long.
But as someone who has lived in that area, now you're in London, do you see value in a four-hour train ride into downtown Toronto?
I think for people that wanted to commute for work, it's kind of a failure because it's going northeast all the way up to St. Mary's and Kitchener instead of just straight from London to Toronto for work, right?
Yeah, like I said, I could see it being utilized for those day trips to St. Mary's or Stratford, even KW.
That's not practical for someone who is working in Toronto and living in London, that's for sure.
Hey, just commenting about the GO Train.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like anybody who doesn't have experience driving in Toronto, so anybody outside of sort of like that GTHA, are petrified driving in Toronto. So all the streets, the traffic, the taxis, the cyclists, try to find parking. Parking's too expensive. So I feel that there's a great deal of people that fall into that population that aren't comfortable with even saying the word Toronto that would find value in taking that GO Train in.
Yeah, those London people who just are used to like do-do-do-do, you know, streets are so easy to drive on. Ba-ba-ba. And they get downtown Toronto and they're in over their heads.
100%. It's exactly what it is. If you're in Oakville, a Hamiltonian, Burlington, Mississauga, you get it. You can adapt. You're good at it. But anybody outside of that region, they're scared.
So at what point in your mind, when you travel away from Toronto, do people get scared of driving downtown Toronto?
Ooh.
Woodstock? Would it be Woodstock?
Oh, my God. Woodstock are petrified. You don't even have to go that far. Brantford on the west end, and as soon as you pass maybe Whitby on the east end,
you're done.
Anything outside of that radius, they are out of their element.
They're too dumb to drive downtown.
Absolutely. Yep, for sure.
This is a fun list from BuzzFeed. Things that you were terrified of when you were a child that turned out to be harmless when you got older. Like number 10, thinking a ceiling fan could fall on you if you left it on while you were sleeping.
Is that a common thought?
I thought it before. Fan over the bed. What if that thing falls, chops me up while I'm sleeping?
I never thought of that. But I did think if I was jumping on the bed and smoked it, I could possibly get decapitated.
Yeah. That might be true depending on how powerful your fan is, Jim. Worrying that swallowed gum would stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just comes out with the rest of it, right?
You can actually see it back there sometimes, depending on the color of your gum.
And if it's bubble tape, it takes a while to come out.
That if you turn on a light in a car, the car will immediately crash. That's my parents' fault. Like, I'd turn a light on in the back of the car, and my dad would freak out.
Yeah, you try to read a book or something. I can't see the road.
Turn the light off. You're going to cause an accident. Being horrified that your shoelace could get sucked into the escalator and take you with it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Would you jump at the bottom of the escalator, Jim? Would you jump over the little crack?
I didn't do many escalators when I was a kid. I was a small town kid. Not many escalators I ran into, but on TV I would see that and be like, whoa. I think I saw a cartoon with that and it freaked
me out. Do you remember seeing your first escalator?
It was a big moment. I was 32, Taz.
Yeah, you're like Crocodile Dundee.
We're going to monkey stairs of these.
quicksand being more prevalent than it turned out to be in your daily life.
True. Is that even a... It's real. Quicksand is certainly real, but where is it?
I was playing in a construction site when I was a kid, and I got my boot. My leg went down far. It was more like a sinkhole situation, though, than quicksand, but it was mud. And my boot went down so far, and I got out, but my boot stayed in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for whatever reason, someone was looking for me, and they found my boot in the mud, and they thought I had gone right.
Oh, God, that's a bad omen.
Right under. So they were poking around. I came back around the corner. I went home and got a new pair of shoes or new pair of boots. I came around. I'm like, what are you doing? And they're poking with a stick. They're like, oh, my God, we thought you were under the under the mud. What about if you swallow a seed, a plant will grow inside of you?
Oh, yeah, like a watermelon seed or a pumpkin seed or something.
I used to think all pregnant women ate watermelon seeds. Thinking you'd go to prison if you ripped the tag off a pillow or a mattress.
That is a bizarre thing. They still say that on it.
Do not remove, all capital letters.
Under penalty of law.
And top thing that he used to be afraid of as a kid that didn't turn out to be that big of a deal. The Bermuda Triangle.
Or is it?
Maybe that's what the Bermuda Triangle wants you to think.
Was this list paid for by the Bermuda Triangle? I don't think that's been disproven at all.
In the Norwich area, one of our listeners, he caught lightning striking the bean field behind his house. It looks like a bomb was dropped on Norwich. Check this out. Like, that is the audio from Norwich. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
So things got a little wild in Norwich weather-wise the other day, huh?
Yeah, there was a striking behind the house. There was about, I don't know, 150 to 200 yards from the little subdivision here.
What night was this? Was this Monday, Sunday?
That was Sunday night.
Sunday night, like when that crazy sheet lightning was happening.
Yeah, it was just before that. So as the storm rolled in, we were getting a bit of thunder and lightning, and then we had that strike. And then, I don't know, like an hour later, we had all that nonstop lightning.
Were you awake or were you sleeping when it happened?
Yeah, no, we were awake. We were watching TV. My bedroom, the back of my wall faces the field where it hit. And then, like just before it hit, there was like, it was almost like a little ball of electricity just started forming. So the light and the TV, it was like it was drawing the static out of it. And then everything went so bright you couldn't even see. And then there was the loud crash, and I thought the house got hit.
Hold on. There was like a ball of light in your bedroom?
Yeah, so it was like, I don't know, I think of like the Terminator, but like it was like this.
When he comes back in time. And
Yeah.
I've heard of this before.
Yeah, so like the core was like the size of a golf ball, and then like the waves coming into it would have been about the size of a volleyball. Like it wasn't like a very big... Like, they were thin.
Did you think you were going crazy?
Or it was a ghost or something?
And then before I could even ask my wife what's going on, then everything just, like, it popped.
Exploded,
out. Yeah, it like, we had breakers pop. We had pictures come off the wall. One of the plants got knocked over.
Dude, it looks like at the end of Star Wars when they blow up the Death Star. That's what the explosion in your backyard looks like.
Because there's like fireworks coming off of it.
Sparks flying, a big cloud of debris.
Like Star Wars.
Back to this ball of lightning that was in your room. You've heard of that before, Jim. What?
I've seen a video of a ball of lightning crossing the road, and somebody caught it on camera, and they thought it was some sort of supernatural phenomenon. But it is. It's static electricity gathering in the air, humid, damp air, and it's so condensed that there is visible electricity running through it.
Can it get you?
I don't know. But I apparently it's a sign there's about to be a lightning strike.
Yeah. Like it was quick. It was just before it happened. It was like seconds before the lightning strike.
Well, it's a wild video and people are loving it on the Taz and Jim Facebook page. Thanks for sending it our way, Michael. And
yeah,
I guess sleep tight with all the crazy lightning that seems to be attracted to your backyard.
Hey, what did the field look like, by the way, that got hit? Is there like a crater?
I went to go, so the rows go the wrong direction. So I would have to, I'd trample his crop trying to get out there.
So but, you didn't go inspect it?
Yeah, I like, and then when looking from the window, I can't quite see.
So there's a chance that a Terminator did come back in time in that field.
I'll run around naked out there.
Give me your clothes. Thanks, Michael. It's time for sports with our sports guy, Devin Peacock from Global News Radio. Dev, we're talking golf.
We are, and it's all because Brooks Koepka is just at the center of another, I don't know if this is a controversy, but it's a controversy in the golf world. He recently gave an interview to Golf Digest where it appears he's not all that big of a fan of the Ryder Cup, which he's going to participate in. And he said, transitioning from an individual game to a team sport is hectic and odd. And he said, there are times where I'm like, I won my match. I did my job. What do you want from me? I take responsibility for my shots. Now someone else hits a bad shot. They've left me in a bad spot. And I know this hole is a loss. And so he was just frustrated that his normal routine is thrown off. And these comments have upset some people, including...
Come on, Paul, really?
Yeah, including Paul Azinger, who's a former captain of the Ryder Cup, and thinks he should relinquish his spot on what? The Ryder Cup after those comments.
All he's really doing is describing the format. I could understand how it would be frustrating, just like when Jim and I are in a Texas scramble, we understand why the guys we play with are frustrated with us.
Why not enjoy it? Like, I mean, all you're going to do is potentially win more money. If you lose, it's not a huge deal. Like, why are you taking it so serious, bro?
I also think, you know, he's not sort of wrong in terms of, it's weird to me when they always talk about, you know, I got to go out there for the boys. I got to do this for the team. It's like, okay, like, I know you're playing as a team, but golf is an individual sport. So it's kind of, they kind of shoehorn in the team aspect into what's really an individual sport.
You're still going out with the same goal, to get the lowest score on the golf course.
Yeah, and it's not like Brooks Koepka, you hit every shot perfect, guy. So, like, you know, if you're upset that one of your teammates has hit a bad shot, okay, well, you do that as well. Would you rather play with them or me? I think you'd rather play with them.
Is this a backlash more about who's saying it than it is about what's being said?
It could be. I mean, Brooks Koepka just seems to be in all the muck whenever there's some sort of a controversy in golf. It's him, it's Bryson DeChambeau, and both are on the team. That was the earlier controversy. Can they get along on the team? Like, of course they can, because it's not really a team. Yes, they're playing together, but they're playing by themselves.
In your professional opinion, Dev, who's the bigger douche, Koepka or DeChambeau?
You know what? I think the reason they don't get along at all is because they're both the same amount of douche. They might even be in love with each other and not even realize.
That's where the tension's coming from.
Just do it and get it over with, guys.
There's so much sexual tension, they just can't help themselves.
You got some big testicles, bro.
So, Nicki Minaj, the pop star rapper, she tweeted out the other day, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. So Nikki is worried that her testicles will... Now, swell up if she gets vaccinated.
I have heard of side effects from the vaccine, but this is new. And
right.
for the wife to bail, or the fiance to bail?
A lot of people online saying that when your testicles are swollen means you caught a sexually transmitted disease, which would make sense if the fiance didn't get it from the woman he was marrying, then where did he get it from? And that would be cause to call the wedding off.
So instead of saying, oh, no, I got it from a toilet seat, or something, he got it from, it's the vaccine.
The vaccine gave me the STD. But here's the best part. The health officials in Trinidad were getting so much attention, they had to investigate this claim that there was a case where the vaccine caused some man's testicles to swell up, and they had to have a press conference about it.
What was sad about this is that it wasted our time yesterday trying to track down, because we take all these claims seriously, whether it's on social media or mainstream media. As we stand now, there is absolutely no reported such side effect or adverse event of testicular swelling in Trinidad, or I dare say, none that we know of anywhere else in the world.
You got some big testicles, bro.
Have you checked the Trinidadian Sexual Health Clinic? Are you just going to hospitals?
Yeah, there you go.
How's your week going? I heard Nicki Minaj is now going to the White House to talk to, I don't know if it's directly to Biden or if
Fauci.
It's going to be televised or what is going on, but apparently Nicki Minaj is going to be an ambassador, and they're going to talk about it and see what comes out of this whole conversation. This should be interesting.
She's going to get educated about the vaccine?
Or she's going to make her concerns about the vaccine known. I mean, there's another rumor going around that she didn't go to the Met Gala or the VMAs, one of the events that happened on the weekend, because she wasn't vaccinated and there was a policy. She says she stayed home because she has a newborn.
Uh-huh.
And that was the reason why. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but apparently she will have a sit down with some sort of White House officials soon to talk about this.
The theme of the Met Gala next year is swollen testicles. That should be fun.
The costumes. Oh my God. The tandem costumes would be amazing.
The accoutrements. Hammer pants. A lot of hammer pants on the red carpet.
Big shoes. Lots of big shoes.
If you know what the hell's going on here, because Jim's kind of freaking out now. Construction going on in front of his house, and we played a clip of how loud it is in his office. You have that there? Now, that is not a jackhammer outside your window.
No, no.
The windows are closed. That's in your house, and that rattling is your house.
No, that's a closet door. That's a closet door on tracks that slides, so I don't know what's going on. So it's just rattling, but my whole house is kind of vibrating.
Oh, okay. So it's just the door. Because my friend who works in construction heard this yesterday. He's like, boy, that doesn't sound right. Jim should be worried. But if you took the door off, the noise wouldn't be happening.
Yeah. Or maybe if I put a couch cushion against it, it would probably stop vibrating. No, if those were my trusses and hurricane clips rattling, I'd be a little concerned.
Okay.
But my girlfriend's freaked out because like a buddy, his parents live on the same street I do. And I don't know what kind of game of telephone's going on here, but they said that there was some sort of construction going on outside their house, and like a friend had a crack in their foundation after because the earth was moving so much and vibrating so much.
Definitely your house is vibrating, though.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it.
Right. Hey, it's Taz and Jim. Who's this?
It's Josh from Ingersoll.
Josh from Ingersoll. You listen to that audio. Should Jim be worried?
I don't know about that, but I got my feet getting dug up right now, and we had an option to have an engineer come through our house to look over things in case foundation cracked or anything like that.
Oh.
So before pre-construction, you should have gotten a note or a letter saying that this is an option for your house.
No, I did get a letter, but I skimmed it. And I just found out, when does the construction start and when does it end?
This is classic Jim Kelly. Now your house is going to fall into a sinkhole, Jim, and there's going to be no liability. It'll be your fault for not doing your homework, not reading the letter, crossing
Gone
your T's,
forever.
Dotting your I's.
Like, I bet you 90% of people don't read that thing full. Like, it's like, hey, there's going to be construction in our street. Sweet.
But my neighbor told me about it. So I'm like, oh,
exactly. Taz on his high horse here, like he reads the fine print every Apple contract he signs.
I wouldn't have read it.
Of course. Get off my back.
Hey, did they say your house was okay? Everything's fine at your place?
Yeah, I got a 135-year-old house.
Wow.
I weren't worried about anything happening at this point.
It's lasted this long.
Yeah, see, mine was built in the 60s, mid-60s.
Right. It's a smaller house, and it's one level, so... It doesn't have far to fall if it does fall down, Jim. For the remainder of their world tour, the Rolling Stones logo will be painted black instead of the red. Hmm. The lips and the tongue will be black to honor the memory of Charlie Watts, drummer who passed away recently.
How hardcore are the Rolling Stones? They're, you know, almost 80, and they're... their drummer dies, and they still tour. Like, nothing can stop these guys from rocking.
Well, I know some older people, Jim, and they don't want to retire because they've had friends who retire. And guess what happens?
Yeah, yeah. They fade away.
That's it. We had a guy, rest his soul, the machine, we called him, Dave Longfield. He sold radio commercials, and... He was an old guy, and everyone's like, when's Dave going to retire? And he said, I don't want to retire because all my friends retire, and then 2 years later, they drop dead. And sure enough, old Dave, he finally called it a career, and it was almost exactly 2 years later. He passed away.
Yeah, it's like parking a car in your garage for 2 years and then trying to start it.
Don't keep it running.
Yeah.
It's not going to fire up. Well, and the Rolling Stones, I hate to say it, but they're kind of surrounded by death right now. They had Charlie Watts, their drummer, die, and look at this weird story. Rolling Stones tour manager Mick Bridgden died immediately in freak accident.
Hmm?
This story is from this week. So the Rolling Stones tour manager was apparently digging a grave for his Australian Shepherd, his dog, who was in poor health. So he started digging a grave for his dog, and while digging, the hole collapsed in on him.
How big was this dog?
Leading him to die immediately. I don't know if the dog was just massive or he wanted to make sure he got down deep enough, but essentially he dug a grave for himself.
Man, that is some Final Destination stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't that dark?
So this story came out a couple days ago. Bridgden started his career as a graphic artist in Canada. He worked as a tour manager for Van Morrison, Humble Pie, Peter Frampton, and Carlos Santana. And yeah, now the Rolling Stones mourning the death of their tour manager as well. So what do you do, man?
Get your dog taxidermied. That's what I'm doing. No more graves.
No, I mean, if you're the Rolling Stones and your friends are dropping... You enjoy every day, and you keep doing what you love doing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Jim's got construction going on in front of his house. The road's all torn up, and it's making some noise in his office. This is recorded from inside Jim's house. That vibrating is your closet door in the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
So things are shaking over there.
Whole lot of shaking going on.
The Kelly household. We're asking, should Jim be concerned about the vibrations? And depending who you talk to, you should either not be concerned at all or you're in big trouble.
The one person just said evacuate.
Hey, it's Taz and Jim.
Tell Jimbo what that is. It's a compactor machine. You see the guy outside where it looks like he's on a roller. A big roller machine there.
Yeah.
Those things vibrate. After the street's been dug up, they've laid some pipe down there or did some other kind of stuff. And that thing will vibrate pretty good. You'll feel a rattle in the house. Not rattle, but you'll feel the vibration.
But it's not cause for concern, in your opinion.
No. It won't. You should. I mean, unless the foundation's already cracked, yeah. But if it's not, no.
Hey, it's Taz and Jim.
Hey, Taz. Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Jim, you need to be worried for sure. So I'm in Sarnia, and we had construction right beside my house as well. And I went through exactly the same thing. Like, my dishes were rattling in my cupboards. All my drywall screws popped. I had cracking in my stucco. My kitchen cupboards came off my walls a few millimeters, and I did the same thing. I videoed it, and it ended up in a lawsuit. And about $14,000 later, we had my house fixed.
Wow, so you won the lawsuit against the city of Sarnia.
It wasn't against the city. It was against a private construction company that was doing work building beside us.
Okay.
So be worried and take lots of video, and I would let them know ASAP. So it was the tamping of the ground for the concrete that did us in.
Yeah, 14 grand, huh?
What I, in hindsight, what I wish I'd have done was gotten in the way of their build, because on good faith, we just, we told the construction company this was what's happening, and they were like, yeah, no problem. We'll fix it afterwards. And afterwards came, and then that's when they were like, nah, it's not our problem.
So deal with it while it's happening, not after.
Deal with it while it's happening. I would get something in writing that they're going to fix it because it got messy.
We're glad you won.
Yeah, I'm glad I won too. And I'm glad Jim has that on video.
Jim, we need to make this clear. You're just hearing noises right now.
Yes.
There's no big...
Just relax a little
there's
bit.
There's no big problem.
Yeah, and I know what's causing it. I'm not sitting in my house going, hey, but is there a dinosaur outside? I know. I used to do road construction. I know what's going on. It's just funny how I can hear it in my house.
Yeah, it's shaking pretty good. And the guys are nice guys, too.
Yeah, I see them walking my dog twice in a row now.
L82 Construction, here's some good news for you. They are listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
The guys who are doing the construction in front of your house. Say, hey boys, Jim, it's me, Diener. Don't worry, I'll get the crapper moved out of your driveway ASAP today.
No.
So they're going to move the porta potty.
Because then it's got to go to somebody else. It's fine. It's funny. I don't care.
Thank you very much for checking out the Taz and Jim podcast. If you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, live on the radio, you can do that on FM 96 in London or Y108 in Hamilton, weekday mornings from 5:30 until 9:30. Or subscribe, keep downloading the podcasts, and we'll keep talking.